Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Spring is here, the first official day of IHSA baseball and softball practice is Monday, February the 26th. I know that's a good sign for Rock Ridge head baseball coach Neil McConney. The season is here. How excited are you?
We're pretty excited. Kind of like every year, it's been a long winter. We're just kind of dreaming about getting on the field. And now that we're only a day or two away from at least getting to start practice, that's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, I know we're talking to you on the Saturday prior, and, you know, it's always tough for baseball and softball in this part of the state to get outdoors. But, you know, how do you approach the first couple of weeks of the season? I assume you prepare for the indoors with hopes of maybe getting outdoors.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So basically we tell our kids, we put together an indoor practice schedule, and you know, at a small school that gets a little tricky just with gym space, you know, sharing that with other sports and that type of thing. And basically with the caveat to say, hey, if it's, you know, halfway decent outside, and dry enough that we're going to go outside. So you kind of got to be prepared to both for both. And, we tell our kids and our parents, you know, if it's a game where we play. So for our conference, if it feels above freezing, and the field's dry and we play on that day, then we're going to practice outside that day. We try to get outside as much as we can, but sometimes that's a little difficult in, you know, February, early March.
Yeah, and I know next year I think the calendar has the season starting even a day earlier. February the 25th is which the calendar falls. Do you think there will ever be a change with the baseball, softball calendar in terms of pushing the start of the season back and then the season ends later, or do you think this is just always going to be the way it is?
Optimistically, I'd like to see that. I would be, I think we talked a little bit before this, you know, off the air. I would be a big fan of that. I think, you know, for baseball and softball, we basically get a two and a half week preseason, which is not a lot of time, and it's just not a lot of time to get, especially baseball wise, to get kids' arms in shape, to be out there. And then also, you know, we lose anywhere from 5 to 10 games every spring just because, you know, you get some rough weather early and it's tough to reschedule. So I'd love to see them push the season back a couple weeks, April 1st, and then run it out through June. You know, not to say either way, I would just say based on my experience with the IHSA, that's probably not something that's going to happen, but I guess we can hope, right?
Yeah, and you bring up an interesting point about then the games getting postponed and with the, you know, pitching limitations, what they are now. That means most schools, at least in the northern half of the state, have their schedule backloaded with the postponements, meaning, well, do I have enough innings available to get through the week, or am I just going to have to cancel these games and we can't play them? So you deal with that issue, too. And then just the weather environment and then making it more, you know, conducive, I guess, for the fans and even the kids to play the sport. Because I always look like at a February start here, and then basically, you know, I would think probably minimum here as I look at the calendar, 80% of your practices, I would say, heading into March 12th, I think the first games can be played are indoors. So you go from indoors for two straight weeks to say basically we haven't had a lot of practice outdoors, to playing games outdoors. Now, I know the ball travels differently from an indoor setting to an outdoor setting, and the sight of the ball is a little bit different compared to indoor and outdoor. So you deal with all that, too, I would think.
Oh, it's huge. You know, and we've had years in the past, Jim, where we've had one practice, or even one year, we didn't practice at all before our first game outside, that is. And that just makes it pretty tough, just, you're exactly right. You know, hitting inside, you're in a cage, so you're not seeing the ball the same way you do outside. And really, defensive work, you're not getting the same hops off a gym floor, obviously. And then fly ball-wise, you're really limited as far as guys, you know, seeing balls, being able to track balls. You really can't do any of that stuff. And that's not even including, you know, putting in your cutoff plays or any of that stuff. So it really is pretty tough. We kind of break it up. Kind of in our indoor three seasons, we basically have our indoor time. Then, even when we start playing games, that's almost like our spring training, and we kind of hope to have everything in and ready to go by the time we start conference play.
And then I just would hope sometime that you would see maybe somebody offer a bylaw amendment at least to say, well, can we at least discuss this calendar and see if we could start maybe a month later in terms of at least playing games, not start playing games until April, you know, early April to mid-April and going through June. Do you hear talk among your colleagues coaching-wise that would say, boy, let's look at maybe doing something like this? How more, much more conducive would this be to the game? Now, I know you deal with, you would have to deal with summer leagues, and I think ASA softball, they would have reservations about that with, you know, the softball calendar. And then I know you have the overlap in June with football and basketball requirements. But, I mean, from your colleagues, do you hear stuff about would it be better to maybe start the season later and end the season later?
Yeah, you know, I think there's always been, as long as I've been coaching and even playing, there's always been some talk about that, you know, having grown up in Illinois and played and now coached in Illinois for a number of years. I do think more, you know, more recently, I will say, I think there's been some more talk. I think, you know, a few tough weather springs. And then also, I think, like you said earlier, when we were talking this pitch count rule where, you know, you need to develop more arms than you've had to in the past. And then also with that combined with the weather, you get schedules that are so backloaded late in the year. It's really tough, you know, and we've started to see that where there are teams that are basically just, if it's a non-conference game, they're basically just saying, we can't play you because, you know, we don't have the pitching. Or, hey, I know we were scheduled for a doubleheader, but we only want to play one because we can't burn up any arms. So I think, you know, if you did push the season out a little more, number one, you'd have some more time to, you know, develop more arms, hopefully get some more guys ready to throw some innings. And then two, you know, you'd be able to keep you're always going to have rain outs and that type of stuff, but you're going to be able to keep more of your original schedule and not be playing those 5-6 game weeks late in the year.
All right. And just specifically, how do things look for the Rockets heading into the 2018 spring here? And do you play? I would assume you probably, with the way the schedule works, then that week of March 12th, I would assume you probably have a game scheduled sometime that week. So when's the first game? And then just talk a little bit about what you have here in 2018.
Yeah, first game's March 14th. We open up against Geneseo, and we do that every year. I was joking already, that's pretty tough. That's usually a pretty tough way to open, but I like it. I like, you know, playing a real competitive school right away. I'm real excited about this team, Jim. I know, you know, we had talked a couple weeks back, and I think I mentioned to you, we did graduate 10 seniors from last year, and I was kind of going through stats, and I think we graduated like 5 first-team all-conference players and 1 second-team player. So obviously that's a lot to lose. So we have probably more question marks than we've had. But a lot of our guys, we've got a lot of talent coming back. A lot of our guys have had really good summers playing baseball and then really good off seasons, both conditioning wise and baseball wise. So I think we'll be a little younger than we've been. But I do think we'll have some more depth than we've had. And I'm really excited about what I see, from some of our younger guys and where we'll be at on both sides of the ball.
All right. Well, good luck early on, and I hope it's 72 degrees and sunny on March the 14th, but I'm going to tell you probably better have the Rockridge parka out and a space heater in the dugout. We'll talk to you throughout the season.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate the coverage.
All right, good to visit with Rockridge baseball coach Neil McConney on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.